This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. More than 50 young lawyers from 25 countries are in Plano learning about the U.S. justice system and international trade. They're also learning about American life and cultures of their colleagues. We caught up with some of the lawyers at a recent class.
So the British pull out.
Plano's Academy of American and International Law has been hosting student classes like this on international trade for decades.
Because they will all of a sudden have no free trade agreements.
Mark Smith, the Academy's dean, says this five-week session goes beyond the classroom.
We try to make it a 24/7 proposition. We house the people together. We do a lot of extracurricular activities. And we think, as valuable as the experience is from a classroom perspective, the greatest value comes from what the students learn from each other.
So while, yes, these young professionals are learning ins and outs about current events, like newly imposed tariffs or trade agreements that suddenly need renegotiating, they're also learning older lessons that have stood through time. Business lawyer Shikha Singh from India says personal relationships, like ones forged in Plano, will help in contract negotiations.
You connect with people, you're still working towards bringing the world together in a closer front. Because once I leave from here, we all sort of become a family. We are in touch, we will ensure that we are in touch. It does help you do your business better.
Julio Robledo, who works for Procter & Gamble in his home country of Spain, says he's bothered by dense legal language that often seems to obscure instead of clarify. During classes here, he learned the problem seems to be universal, whether it's about contracts or the fine print in advertisements.
Honestly, my feeling is that we should speak plain English or Spanish, whatever language it is. We should not be afraid of writing properly and make contracts that anybody could understand.
Robledo is one of many bothered by confusing legalese. Georgios Karalis of Greece hates the legal maze that mires the launch of many new businesses in his country. In the U.S., business owners routinely complain about the same thing, too many regulations. But Karalis likes the American system. It's way more efficient, he says, than what he deals with in Greece.
Here in the United States, it's possible for everyone to set his own business in 10 minutes, fast and easily, without all bureaucracy that tends to be the reality in my state and many other states.
Claire Xu, who works in her native China, likes another aspect of American business picked up here in Plano. It's different than how she was taught to negotiate in the traditional adversarial style. Win the legal battle, whatever the cost.
I think the big aha, a wow for me, are negotiation costs. The professor, he approached the negotiation like two parties collaborate together to find more common grounds, to find more solutions to meet both parties' needs. And this is some kind of collaboration that we need in the business world.
The collaboration that created the aha moment for Lebanese lawyer Ange Lataif had more to do with the world of her student colleagues these past few weeks than the business world. That's because they've all been to a ball game together and cooked their own special dishes for each other.
Being with other lawyers from each country, different cultures, different way of thinking, we have to speak language that is different from ours. Each one of us has to be open to this.
By the time this summer school for international lawyers is over, that's the message Academy lawyers hope every student takes home. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.